The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Wow, man. Fellow adventurers, we are once again with Sir Croakington. And in the last episode, we got deep into the ruins of the Temple of Black Tor, which is apparently dedicated to some sort of headless lady. It's apparently a cult that either doesn't exist anymore or is not that popular. But apparently, especially since apparently it suffered some sort of giant attack, which led to them setting up this curse, which I've just activated, apparently. Meaning a bazillion undead are going to come at me. And I've got to get through them and get out. And there's probably, and since I've seen all sorts of elements of a puzzle around here, I'm probably going to have to solve the puzzle to get out. Because I didn't need it to get in. And if you put a puzzle in, you've got to have to solve it at some point. Well, anyway, I'm going to make my way to the entrance. Suddenly, I made my way a bit north of where I was. Suddenly, you instinctively fall back and draw yourself into a defensive stance. As a group of staggering figures suddenly lurch into view along the path ahead, your pulse quickens as you identify the wagged, decaying members of the encroaching band as undead. With no way to flee from the gruesome, risen horde, you boldly hold your ground and prepare for combat. First of undead, a festering corpse clad in silver and black robes, moves out of the gloom and attacks, its eerie moans echoing throughout the surrounding ruins. Now this looks like it's a scaled foe, because it's still purple difficulty even though I have 405 melee weighting, which would be utterly unachievable, pretty much, when this venture has actually come out, so if I see anything other than green, it's probably scaled. I mean, there are a few exceptions that foes that you're not supposed to fight yet. But the overall amount of time, if I see something that isn't plus three, it's scaled. Now, since it's scaled, time to equip Chiara's staff. Begin combat. Gruesome undead foe moans loudly as it viciously attacks you, and Chiara's staff has made this fight easier, which is why I equipped it. It is slain. 24 XP. You step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. With grim determination, you steel your foes to face the next undead menace. The next of the undead, a decaying corpse outfitted in chainmail, moves up and attacks, moaning loudly as it swipes out at you. The gruesome undead foe moans loudly as it viciously attacks you. Chiara's staff does its special, which is a powerful surge of negative nether energy washes over your foe. That does 10 damage. And slain. 24 XP. You step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. With grim determination, you steel yourself to face the next undead menace. The next of the undead, a decaying corpse outfitted in chainmail, moves up and attacks, moaning loudly as it swipes out at you. It's a wizened warrior. This one is just 6+. Moans loud as it viciously attacks you and is slain. For 24 XP, you step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. With grim determination, you steel yourself to face the next undead menace. The next of the undead, a staggering corpse clad in splint mail, moves up and attacks, moaning loudly as it swipes out at you. It's a wizened temple guardian. Okay, I'm guessing when they weren't suffering from a case of being the deads, these were professional temple guards or something. Or even Knights Templar, in fact. But presumably without the association with intense fanaticism, which somehow got attached to those people of those things. Oh, right, getting slain. 24 XP. And it dies just like the rest of them. Number 5, the next of the undead. Splint mail. Another temple guardian. I'm going to be fighting a lot of these, so I'm not going to be reading every word that comes up. Because that would make this last for hours. 24 XP. Number 6, another temple guardian. Keep going. And all right, another 24 XP. And here's the last of these ones. I'm sure there will be more. The last of the undead. A lurching corpse clad in gold and black robes moves forward and attacks, swiping out at you as its loud moans rise up into the darkening sky. It's a wizened high priest. And soon it's going to be a low priest because I'm going to bury it. You know, a dead again. It is slain. 24 XP. You step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. 224 experience to gen. So what, about 32 each? Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, 32 experience, general experience for each one you fight. Which means that the reward for the general experience was more than the combat XP reward. Which is nice. Not particularly doing much with my general XP, but it's nice to have it in. Nice to have a great big pile of it, just in case I ever do want to use it. Like if I suddenly decide, actually, no, I want to level up fortification to level 80. Or something like that. And after quickly checking over your gear, you prepare to once again set off on your way. No, let's read this for. With the last of the gruesome undead lying in pieces at your feet, you step back and breathe a sigh of relief. Nothing else stirs in the immediate vicinity. After quickly checking over your gear, prepare once again to set off on your way. All right, making my way to the northeast corner through a twisty passage. You instinctively pull back and pull yourself into a defensive stance. As a group of staggering figures suddenly lurch into view along the path ahead, your pulse quickens as you identify the ragged, decaying members of the encroaching band as undead. With no way to flee the gruesome wizened horde, you boldly hold your ground and prepare for combat. The first of the undead, a rotting corpse clad in red and black robes, moves out of the gloom and attacks, its eerie moaning echoing throughout the slope. The surrounding wounds. This is a wizard acolyte. Just going to quick combat it. 24 XP. On to the next one. Wizened Temple Guardian. We fought those before. Decaying corpse outfitted in chainmail. That's a wizened warrior. 24 XP, Wizened Acolyte in the red and black robes. Keep going. A Wizened, the last of the undead, a staggering rag-clad corpse, moves forward and attacks. Swiping out at you as a loud moan rises up into the darkening sky. God, this is just a Wizened believer. I'm guessing these are just the normal congregation. These people, they didn't have any special role. They presumably had regular jobs the rest of the time. Regular non-culty jobs. Presumably, they're the people who actually, you know, funded the entire thing. With, you know, the hard work. Well, who knows? Who knows? Wizened believer. Quick combat. 24 XP. You step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. 160 XP to general. The last of the gruesome undead lying in pieces at your feet. You step back and breathe a sigh of relief. Nothing else stirs in the immediate vicinity. After quickly checking over your gear, prepare once again to set off on your way. Alright, you suddenly freeze as a staggering, rotting figure appears along the path ahead. A hideous undead. A festering corpse clad in silver and black robes moves out of the gloom and attacks. Its eerie moans echoing throughout the surrounding ruins. It's a Wizened priest. Moans loudly as it viciously attacks you. Seems like they all fight the same. Because it's, you know, same curse. 34 XP. Bit of healing. Northeast corner. A towering statue of a plate-clad figure rises out of a heap of rubble here. The massive sculpture, his left arm raising a sword, and its white hand grasping a rusted iron lantern, appears to be staring towards the centre of the temple ruins. Particular item, can use the torch. 128 experience to general. Yep, that shows that was the right thing to do. You raise the ceremonial stone torch, carefully place its spectral flame next to the statue's lantern. A sudden flare of crimson light envelops the rusted lamp. When the light has faded, your eyes fall upon the spectral flame, now flickering inside the lantern's corroded cage. A thin, spectral flame dances inside the lantern's corroded cave. Cage. Not a cave, a cage. Okay, well, that's one of the four lanterns lit. Right, and just a bit northwest of where we started off. Here's the idol. Here's the idol we built earlier. For some reason. Because it's there, a Wizened High Priest. Quick combat. 24 XP, Wizened Warrior, quick combat, 24 XP, heal. Right, near the northeast corner, the T-shape. Hard behind a heap of shattered stone and splintered timbers, you discover a small collection of items. Alright, is there anything I can take? Alright, I took a sturdy dagger. My encumbrance is all maxed out. Yeah, I might just have to start leaving stuff behind. Now, if I paid attention, I would have cleared some room before I went here, but oh well. Oh well, indeed. Well, it looks like, yeah, we're just going to have to leave some stuff here. Maybe I could, if there was anything really good here. I've got some wing greaves that are sturdy. Yeah, just going to, and 13 gold as well. And on the other side of this T-jet section, another selection of loot. There's some unmatched high gauntlets. So I'm going to make some room for those. Dropping a sturdy dagger. on a well-crafted wing belt. Well, that's the only super high quality thing here. And 29 gold as well. Some in the form of trinkets. Well, 5 in the form of a trinket. Okay. I'm just going to wash my way to the edge. Oh yeah, here's another splattering of blood. Doesn't really do anything. We've already found Urgo. But we're noticing it because we haven't been here before. Oh, trap check. Picking a number. Bonus of 60. 40 from Feathery, 10 from Aura, 10 from Luck. Got a 75 or more. 139, success. 32 experience to Feathery. Your expert eye suddenly spots the telltale signs of a well-laid trap. At the edge of the path, hidden behind a small pile of rubble, discover a thin, sturdy length of wood bent into an arc. A dagger is attached to the end of the makeshift pole, ready to spring out and stab anyone unwary enough to walk into the deadly snare. A taut piece of string. The trap's trigger spans the path before you, barely an inch above the ground. You instantly recognise the work of a master trap layer. You have little doubt that the goblin assassin you chased into these ruins has laid this snare in an attempt to put an ultimate end to your dogged pursuit. With relative ease, you disarm the trap, clearing the way for you to safely continue along the path. The dagger that was to serve as the snare's deadly payload is in good condition. Now you consider taking it before moving on. Well, I can't do that. I'm carrying as much as I possibly can. Okay. Just filling in any other gaps in the northeast corner. Wizen High Priest. Quick combat. 24 XP. And here's where I lit my ceremonial torch in the previous episode. You suddenly freeze as a staggering, rotting figure appears along the path ahead. Hideous undead, staggering, rag-clad corpse moves out of the gloom and attacks, its eerie moans echoing throughout the surrounding room. Suddenly, the undead horror suddenly draws to halt, its haunting gaze fixed upon the lit ceremonial torch in your possession. Seizing advantage, you thrust the torch upon the revolting abomination and breathe a sigh of relief as the wizened corpse turns and staggers in the opposite direction, collapsing after only a few yards. Well, that's handy. 16 XP to general, although this does mean you get less XP than you would by just fighting it. But it's a very minor difference that you probably could make up for in the time that you didn't spend fighting the undead, so whatever, really. Another splattering of Orgo's blood. We discussed that a lot in the previous episode because we found a lot of it. It's a wizened warrior in its chainmail. 24 XP. I guess these were also guarding the temple, but they weren't quite as good at it and as well-armed and trained as the professional temple guardians. Suddenly, you instinctively fall back and draw yourself into defensive stance as a group of staggering figures suddenly lurch into view along the path ahead. The pulse quickens as you identify the ragged, decaying members of the encroaching pandas undead. With no way to flee from the gruesome, wizened horde, you boldly hold your ground and prepare for combat. The first of them undead, its decaying corpse outfitted in chainmail, moves out of the gloom and attacks, its eerie moans echoing through the surrounding ruins. Wizened warrior, combat, 24 XP, wizened temple guardian in the splint mail, combat, 24 XP, wizened believer, not wearing anything fancy at all. Well, maybe it was wearing something fancy, but it hasn't lasted. Quick combat, 24 XP, maybe that's deliberate. Maybe it's, you know, like quite a few cults, the normal people wear very plain robes. And then you, and then as you work your way up, you get to dress up more. Something like that. Four or five, for the Wizened Warrior and another Wizened Warrior. 24 XP. 160 XP to general. The last of the gruesome undead lying in pieces at your feet. You step back and breathe a sigh of relief. Nothing else stirs in the immediate vicinity. After quickly checking over your gear, you prepare once again to set off on your way. Okay. Filling in. Oh, Wizened Believer. Quick combat. 24 XP. Filling in a gap where I found another splattering of Urgo's blood. Which means nothing to me because I already found Urgo himself. Another Wizened Believer. Alright, Wizened Warrior. 24 XP. Apparently the torch doesn't work that well. Guess it's a pretty potent course. There's another horde of undead. Wizened Acolyte. And Wizened Warrior. Wizened High Priest. Another Wizened High Priest. But these two High Priests was the highest priest? I mean, if we have got two High Priests, we're going to need even higher priests to priest, to, you know, to, so we can have the highest priest. Or maybe their religion. Well, we don't really know how long these ruins go back. So this very well could be multiple generations of high priests. That would explain part of it. Or maybe it's high priests of a particular department of the religion. The cult is long extinct, so the exact nature of their hierarchy is lost. Very much so lost. Maybe we're just assuming it's a high priest because it's clad in gold and black robes. Could not actually mean much being in gold and black. I mean, we assume it means higher rank, but maybe it doesn't. Alright, quick combat. It is slain. 24 XP. A Wizened Warrior. Quick combat. 24 XP. This is the last of them. A Wizened Temple Guardian. Quick combat. And another 24 XP. 192 experience to general. With the last of the gruesome undead lying in pieces at your feet. You step back and breathe a sigh of relief. Nothing else stirs in the immediate vicinity. After quickly checking over your gear, you once again prepare to once again set off on your way. Maybe it's probably happened a while back, but now I have enough experience to staff to level it up to 80. Be doing that at some point. Doesn't particularly matter when. All right, there's these basins. Oh, there's a undead. It's in gold and black robes, so it's a high priest. But the ceremonial torch was enough to send it off. So 16 XP to general rather than a fight. Here's an empty basin. Small bits of debris cover the bottom of the empty basin. A square stone basin, chewed from the exact intact wall of this section of the ruined temple. Several engravings of a robed, headless figure adorn its passage, adorn its raised edge. Small bits of debris cover the bottom of the empty basin. It's a Wizened Warrior. Quick combat, 24 XP. Split among various things. Another one. 24 XP, split amongst various things, as combat XP is. Another Wizened Horde, there's six of them this time. I'm just going to quickly bash my way through these. Wizened Believer. Wizened Acolyte. Red and black robes. Wizened Priest, silver and black. Just a regular priest, not a high priest. Wizened Warrior. and Wizened Temple Guardian. 24 XP. And 192 experience to general. Alright, where's the exit? And it's another Wizened Horde. Just five of them this time. Went my way through. Here's number three. Yeah. There's not that much variety in what you fight here. Which is why I'm just quick combating my way through double quick. 160 XP to general for defeating five of them.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And Horde. Combat. Wizened Acolyte. Combat. Wizened Believer. Wizened Acolyte. Wizened Believer. And Wizened Believer. 124 XP. You step back from the unmoving remains of your fallen foe and exhale sharply as you quickly wipe away the sweat and grime streaking down your brow. 192 experience to general. And another undead wanders in. Probably heard all the moaning of the previous undead. But the torch drives it off, even though it's a high priest, apparently. For 16 XP to general. Alright, here's the exit. As you attempt to move south along the path, you suddenly find yourself enveloped in a churning sea of darkness. Impenetrable gloom makes it impossible to see where you're going, and you swiftly lose all sense of direction. Hopelessly disorientated, you stagger around for nearly a minute, desperately seeking a way out of the unnatural blackness. When the darkness fades, you find yourself standing in the same spot you were only a minute ago. You struggle to hold back a growing sense of despair as you contemplate the unwelcome possibility you're trapped in the ruins. Let's just check, am I? Yes, I am trapped in these ruins. And here's a pile of stone to go rested on and bled on a bit. And then he died later, that was me. Okay, so I've got to solve the puzzle to get out. No getting out until presumably I light the four beacons or whatever. Briefly hold your ground and prepare for combat. Seven of them this time. Another little horde of the undead. This congregation of the undead, I guess. Yeah, so not the first time I fought a congregation of undead. I mean, there was that secret of Stoneback Hills where they rose 24 monks at once, which was something. Though the fight ended up being exactly like it was if it was against one monk. But that's just how combat works in this game. It doesn't really play any differently if you're fighting one foe or many at the same time. That's just how it is. Anyway, 224 experience to general. We hold my ground, risen believer, risen priest. Yeah, I think these little hordes of undead seem to be random encounters. Risen believer, risen temple guardian. And this group finishes with the risen warrior, 4 XP, 192 experience to general. But keep going, keep going, keep going. Carvescrone verse. By the light of the fall, shall the darkness be cast down. Yep. And we think we all know what that particular darkness is. The darkness that is blocking the way out. So we just gotta light those beacons. Another Wizen Horde. Wizen Believer. Wizen Acolyte. Wizen Believer. And Wizen Temple Guardian. Not 21 experience to general. 160 XP to general. Wizen Priest. 24 XP to general. Alright, here. A towering statue of a plate-clad figure. Why is it out of the heap of rubble here? The massive sculpture. Its left arm waving a sword. Its white hand grasping a rusted iron lantern appears to be staring towards the centre of the temple ruins. Ceremonial stone torch. Used. 120 XP to general. You raise the ceremonial stone torch and carefully place its spectral flame next to the tavern's lantern. To the statue's lantern. A sudden flare of crimson light envelops the rusted lamp. When the light is faded, your eyes fall upon the spectral flame, now flickering inside the lantern's corroded cave. Alright, that's two of the four lit. I still don't know. Wizen Believer. 24 XP. I think maybe the lighting the flame was what let me... Putting these all to flame was what let me light the torch, but I'm not sure. Maybe we always could have. Examine the carved verse. Well, who knows? Who knows? But, well, someone knows, but not me, not right now. 24 XP. All right. Let's see. Wizard Warrior. 24 XP. Another gruesome horde. Wizen Temple Guardian. Wizen Acolyte, that's 2nd of 6. Wizen Warrior, 3 of 6. Wizen Warrior, 4 of 6. Wizen Believer, the penultimate. Wizen Temple Guardian, that's the thing. 24 XP to general. 192 experience to general. Alright, now a general experience has been slowly creeping up due all this. It's now over 431,000. It was what, about 28 or so when I started? And that's just this episode, not the entire dungeon. Wizen Acolyte. 24 XP. Now I know eventually you'll run out of the undead here. But there'll be more undead in other temples. Maybe. Or maybe that'll just be... Maybe once I deal with the undead here, it won't really matter if I'm cursed anymore. Because the curse won't have anything to do to... Won't be able to actually do anything to me. Wizen Temple Guardians, 24 XP. Keep going, keep going, keep going. It is a... This is a decaying corpse outfitted in chainmail, so a wizened warrior. But the ceremonial stone torch drives it off, and then it collapses. 16 XP to general. It's all very handy. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. da 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 da. Walking around, walking around. Wiz and Believer. And then I smashed its face. Because it's a Wiz and Believer. Nah, not a trace of death left in it. I have one and I have one and I have one against the Wiz and Believer. It is smashed, the Wiz and Believer. It is smashed, the Wiz and Believer. Wiz and Warrior. That's enough silly singing for that. Yeah, there's a if I didn't mention it before, there's a bonus for clearing out this particular temple's stock of undead. Or maybe all the undead. Maybe I'll be fine. But there'll be a bonus. The ceremonial torch scares one off. I fit it in chainmail, so I wasn't a wizened warrior. Now, this isn't like Wackner's Mad, where you have a little button you can click to see how far along you are in. Oh, another one scared off. Red and black robes, so a wizened acolyte. 16 XP to general, and it collapsed on itself afterwards. This is a very handy thing. Staggering rag-clad corpse, so wizened believer. Suddenly, the undead horror suddenly draws to a halt. Its haunting gaze fixed on the lit ceremonial torch in your possession. Seizing the advantage, you thrust the torch towards a revolting abomination and breathe a sigh of relief as the wizened corpse turns and staggers off in the opposite direction, collapsing after only a few yards. You believe you've cleared the last of the roaming undead from the ruins. Which gets me another 384 experience to general. Along with, of course, all the experience I got for smashing them in the first place. So, pretty rewarding, smashing them all. Okay, now I can freely wander around. Time to light the torches. Ceremonial tone torch. 128 experience to general. You raise the ceremonial stone torch. Carefully place its spectral flame next to the statue's lantern. A sudden flare of crimson light envelops the rusted lamp. When the light has faded, your eyes fall upon the spectral flame, now flickering in the lantern's corroded cage. All right, that's the southwest corner. Next up is the northwest corner. And then that will be the four lamps lit. Not sure what the basins do then, if that's all that's required to. Oh, it's a wizened horde. I guess this was one in a fixed location. He was a standing guard, presumably over the last statue. Ah, well. Wizened priest, 4 of 7. Yep, still getting experience. Do 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 do. Wizard warrior, 24 XP. What? 224 experience to general, and that dies like all the other groups. Northwest statue. Use the torch. 120 XP, and I light that torch. With a sharp hiss, the ceremonial torch goes out. But can I light it again? Let me just see. Oh, another bone. Another horde. Guess this is a place I didn't go on the way out yet. But it's nice. But still, pretty much it's more XP. 7 this time. Wizened Warrior. 6. Wizened Warrior. Last one, 7 of 7, Wizened Warrior. 224 experience to general. Okay. Where the torch is, which is points down to the same place the Dyer's Gar. All right, use the ceremonial torch. 128 experience to general. You place the end of the ceremonial torch into the spectral flame. A sudden flare of crimson light envelops the iron bowl at the end of the torch. When the light fades, you withdraw the torch, only to discover a ghostly red flame now fills the iron corpse. The iron cup. Filling the corpses will come later. The stone torch is now lit. That's a bonus experience. I wonder if that's in the... on the... Yeah, someone did know that you can relight the lantern. I'm mostly thinking of this as a... so you can still banish the undead thing, rather than just another 128 experience, but it does both. It does both. Yeah, okay. This is the people who rushed, who either lit the torches first, or did them quickly before they went out of undead, and decided, might as well clear off the undead. And then they did. Alright, and now I'm back to the basins. A square stone basin protrudes from the intact walls of this section of the ruined temple. Several engravings of a robed, headless figure adorn its raised edge. Dark, shimmery water fills the basin. The ghostly images of four orbs of light dance wildly beneath the surface of the water, drink from the shimmering pool. A powerful sense of rejuvenation washes over you as you drink from the shimmering pool. Your stamina points have been fully restored. Once again, this would come quite handy if you solved the puzzle and then went to deal with the undead, and your character wasn't as ridiculously overpowered as mine, with its 122 Neville reserve. Although, admittedly, that's slightly boosted by Jara's staff. Once it came out, it would have been a lot lower. As you step back from the basin, you notice the four orbs of light. Four orbs of light, previously visible beneath the surface of the dark water, have disappeared. Drink from the shimmering pool again. A strange, unpleasant feeling comes over you as you drink from the dark, shimmering pool. You immediately stop drinking and step back from the basin. All right. Well, that's what the basins do. They can heal you, but you gotta light the lanterns first. Which you can do before you encounter a single random combat, so not really that difficult. To the exit. Alright, let's go south, Sea of Darkness. Suddenly, 256 experience in general. Ooh, nice. Without warning, four bright lights stab through the darkness in front of you. You suddenly recognize the lights to be the lanterns held by the shadows that stand in the far corners of the ruined temples. The very lanterns you lit with the stone torch. As the light spilling forth from the four lanterns begins to fade, the gloom that surrounds you swiftly melts away. The path to the south is once again clear. Alright, time to get out. To the south, a broad gap in Black Tor's crumbling outer wall provides you with a direct path out of the ruins. Leave the ruins. You head south, stepping through a broad gap in the crumbling outer wall as you make your way out of the ruins. You're standing on a grassy, boulder-strewn tract of sloping ground at the top of a winding, stony path. To the north, crowning the hill, is the eerie spectre of the ruined Temple of Black Tor. Crumbling outer wall still surrounds the temple grounds. Through sizable gaps now exist in the once formidable interior barrier. It's here that you agree to again meet up with Coratel. Once you've managed to complete your search for Orgo by reaching the statue, the headless woman, somewhere in the northeastern section of the ruins, decide that your best course of action, in light of all that has transpired, is to wait here for Coratel to return, and perhaps explain herself. because she accidentally caused me to trigger the curse. Well, maybe accidentally, maybe on purpose. Maybe she just didn't know. You wait for some sign on the edge of the boulder-strewn trap, just outside the crumbling outer wall of Blackthorn. Watchful for any sign of danger, any sign of your infamous companion. Suddenly, a low pulsing hand sound from somewhere within the ruined temple suddenly shatters the stillness that hangs over Blackthorn. You race ahead, leap through the wide breach in the temple's crumbling outer wall, eager to determine the source of the noise. You code less than a dozen yards along the path that winds its way into the temple grounds, when you spot something ahead that freezes you in mid-step. Hovering inches above the ground at the edge of the path, next to the shattered remains of a toppled pillar, is a massive black vortex. Standing next to the pulsing portal is Coratel. You immediately call out to the sorceress, but without acknowledging you, she steps into the churning core of the magical gate and vanishes. All right, let's read this again. I've lost track. Well, a low pulsing sound from somewhere within the ruined temple suddenly shatters the stillness that hangs over Blackthorn. You race ahead and leap through the wide breach in the temple's crumbling outer wall, eager to determine the source of the noise. You've covered less than a dozen yards along the path that winds its way into the temple grounds. When you spot something ahead that freezes you in mid-step, hovering inches above the ground at the edge of the path, next to the shattered remains of a toppled pillar, is a massive black vortex. Standing next to the pulsing portal is Coratel. You immediately call out to the sorceress, but without acknowledging you, she steps into the churning core of the magical gate and vanishes. Portal closes behind her. The sighting of Coratel, coupled with a sudden exit via the portal, fills you with a burgeoning sense of dismay. For a moment, you contemplate the possibility the source does not see you. Well, I am rather small. Did not see you before stepping onto the magical gate, though you quickly disregard the notion. Simply not possible that a sorceress failed to hear or see you. Well, I am very loud, that for sure. In the wake of Cortel's sudden and unexplained disappearance, you make your way back out of the ruins as you attempt to decide, in light of the unexpected turn of events, your next course of action. Calling the words of Orko, you can't help but wonder if the sorceress intended to trap you in the ruins, hoping you would fall prey to the horde of risen undead you unwittingly unleashed with your discovery of the headless statue. Despite the evidence that now casts a pall of suspicion over the sorceress, you believe there is more to untimely departure than meets your eye. For now, you resolve to focus on the logical continuation of the task. It began with the ill-fated rendezvous in Southward Glen. You will seek out the location it's related to you by the dying goblin assassin and learn any secrets he may guard. Secrets that you hope will unlock the lower reaches of Ragnar's Moat. With dusk now swiftly approaching, the shadows cast by the ruined temple now stretch across nearly the entire summit of the Stony Wise. Night is coming. Thought leads you with little comfort and serves to hasten your step as you move down the twisting track, winds to the south and west, snaking back towards High Meadow and swiftly away from Blackthorn. And this finishes this adventure, Orgo's Trail, and also finishes Orgo's Trail, the metaphor, because Orgo is now dead. He died at the end of the last episode, in fact. And I get 2,048 experience to general. Fairly nice. And 256 experience to all skills and powers. Quite nice. The second part of this special interim series of adventures will soon be available. Look for it in High Meadow soon. All right, now soon, and there it is. The Emblazoned Key, Part 1, The Curse of Black Tor. Well, I'm going to read what it says. They came upon you in the tangled dale south of High Meadow, tearing through the bracken. The inescapable, nauseating stench of their rot filling the forest. Before you could even consider evasion, you were surrounded by a vast, ghoulish legion of undead. Where are these coming from? Is it still the curse? Well, I can't save here. So let's go somewhere I could save. Hawklaw. And save now. I'll identify a certain item I found. Use Arcania. Troubled Wing of Fire. And another 16 XP to Arcania to be added to the pile. What does that wing look like? I'm sure it's here somewhere. It's just that it's taking with all the stuff I just found. Troubled Wing of Fire, here it is. Melee weighting plus 3. Agility plus 4, luck plus 4. So it'd be a pretty handy wing if you would just happen to be a bit short on agility, luck, or both of them. You took this charred wooden wing off the finger of Orgo, the goblin assassin whose life of cruel malice came to an end within the ruins of the ancient temple of Black Tor. This enchanted band, which bears an ages-old curse, bestows great agility and luck upon anyone bold enough to wear it, but apparently not enough luck for Orgo. It isn't known if wearing this wing for an extended period of time produces any negative effects. Now and again, when your finger is fitted on, when the wing is fitted onto your finger, it becomes almost unbearably hot, as if it's about to burst into flames. And that is that. So next time we will be doing The Emblazoned Key, Part 1, The Curse of Black Tor. Apparently it's still after me. I hoped it would only affect the undead there, but apparently not. And, well, that will be the next thing. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.